From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. 35 years after a federal court ordered the Pulaski County Special School District to desegregate, a judge has ruled the district is hiring a pretty good mix of black and white administrators. Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck with Arkansas Public Media has a story about one reason why.
Aspiring Black Principals is a voluntary after-school program to help district staff move into administration. It grew out of a federal judge's 2011 ruling that said the district wasn't doing enough to cultivate blacks as leaders. Sean Burgess, head of human resources, runs the group, which recently celebrated the end of another school year.
Ms. Crystal McMullen.
I look for people who are very open to change, open to learning.
In 1984, when Little Rock first brought the desegregation lawsuit to integrate Pulaski County schools, just 20% of its administrators were black. Today, more than 46% are African American. Burgess picks a few promising staff to participate in each round of the program. She says she tells them their race will be irrelevant if they're prepared for the role.
You cannot go before people or before your staff or before parents or before anyone if you don't know your craft. And so that is, to me, what makes you an authority on what you do, not whether you're really male, female, black, white, or whatever.
Crystal McMullen is in her first year of teaching third grade.
I don't consider it a job. It's my passion. So I can do this every day for years on end, and I absolutely love it. So thank you.
She's trying to figure out if she wants to become a principal.
There needs to be certainly a visual diversity amongst something so that the students can see that their dreams can be met and that there is someone that actually that they can connect to, whether it's visual and or culturally. Standing before them, leading them in their school.
Masako Christian says the program helped her land an assistant principal job at Crystal Hill Elementary School in Maumelle. She's in her second year on the job after working 20 years as an elementary speech and drama teacher. She says the program tries to make up for historical barriers.
The opportunity wasn't always there for African Americans, and it levels the playing field.
As an assistant principal, Christian disciplines students, and race comes up in her job. She says black students sometimes tell her they think their white teachers treat them differently, and she tells them to look at their own behavior.
It won't be the first time that they will encounter someone who they feel is discriminating against them. And so I have to give them the tools that they need in order to be successful, regardless of whether a teacher is discriminating against them or not.
But sometimes she has to confront teachers who she observes are discriminating and remind them about the court order. The district still has to address the disproportionate way black students are disciplined compared to whites as part of the court order. It has yet to achieve unitary status or an equity in student achievement and facilities.
The schools tend to mimic what's happening in society. And so if society is still afraid of dealing with one race, then we're still going to have that problem in the education system.
As part of being released from the order for staffing, the district has committed to recruiting and incentivizing black teachers, which make up only 23% of teachers. Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck, Arkansas Public Media.